it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
Well, let's go to Offensive Player of the Year then. Who did you have for that?
So, you know, it's funny that we go immediately to Offensive Player of the Year because I went with Christian McCaffrey because, again, I'm giving Tyreek Hill a different award here in this show. But if you wanted to say, okay, well, you can't give him one and not the other, all right, fine, give this one to Tyreek. It doesn't matter. Like, he is the guy that we're going to talk about later for his unbelievable performance this season. But I think McCaffrey also earns the nod, right? A lot of people talk about him as the obvious offensive player of the year, and I don't know if it's as obvious as people think because I don't think that Tyreek Hill is getting enough weight in that regard. But when you look at Christian McCaffrey, this year for him is the most yards from scrimmage that he has had in a season since that crazy 1,000-1,000 year that he had back in 2019 with Carolina, where he had almost 2,400 yards. He had 2,392 yards that season. He has 223 yards right now, but he did that on 64 less touches than what we saw in 2019. So, like, the volume was just simply insane from Christian McCaffrey in 2019. But in a lot of ways, this season here is very similar and even better to that one. We just can't say the cool thing of, like, oh, it's not quite 1,000 and 1,000. So it's not like a cool thing to say there. But look, the way that they use him, even outside of the obvious production that he has, the way that Kyle Shanahan uses him in so many unique perspectives of a true offensive weapon just speaks to, I think, what the award itself should represent, which is the words offensive player. Like, you are not, like, it's not necessarily wide receiver of the year, running back of the year, whatever. It is truly, okay, who is the best overall offensive player? And I think versatility really does play a large factor into that. And so that's ultimately why I went with McCaffrey over Tyreek Hill, because he has that production, but he also just has that versatility. And when the Brock Purdy conversations were coming up with him, you know, potentially being MVP, a lot of people pushed back on it. And they're like, okay, you take if you replace Purdy, like, with, let's say, Jimmy Garoppolo, how different is this for San Francisco? It's different, but it's not that big of a drop off. You take Christian McCaffrey away, all of a sudden, the things that you get to do in that offense get more limited. And I think that because of that, what he means and the versatility that he has, the kind of player he is, that's why I think I had to give him the Offensive Player of the Year tag.
DraftKings Sportsbook still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Bet on anything, $5. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every single game, where you can get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code PFF. So you can go check out Monday Night Football tonight. You got Niners, you got the Vikings. You can go do it right now. If you're a new customer, you can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets, only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in aunt. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions. Terms and responsible gaming resources.
Yeah, I think there are two obvious candidates for this. It's basically a coin flip between McCaffrey and Tyreek Hill. I ended up going with Tyreek Hill. Again, as I said, he was going to be my MVP until he got hurt, missed a little bit of time, didn't quite have the back end of the start of the season. But even with that, he ends up with one of the best graded seasons we've ever seen. Basically 1,800 receiving yards, 3.83 yards per route run. That is a new PFF record. So the last, what are we now, 17 seasons of stat collecting and grading, 3.83 yards per route run is an insane number. The previous record was 3.6 something by Steve Smith in 2008. And that season is significant. Like, that was way ahead of anything else, the 3.6. So Julio Jones used to own this number with like 3.2, 3.1 yards per route run over the course of a season. For Tyreek Hill to be the primary receiver in that offense and get 3.8 for a season is crazy production. So I think it's really between those two guys. It's also, by the way, it's kind of interesting that Offensive Player of the Year sort of tends to get treated as, well, this is the way we reward the non-quarterback players. You know, MVP is a quarterback award, so Offensive Player of the Year goes to somebody else. I think you could make an argument that, you know, Lamar Jackson or Dak or whoever belongs in this conversation as well, but just for streamlining purposes, it's probably easier to avoid them.
Right, right. Yeah, I and that's ultimately why I tend to lean towards versatility for this award, because of what you said. You know, if it's a neck and neck race between two incredible football players with Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott, okay, one of them wins MVP, the other one wins Offensive Player of the Year, basically, especially when you talk about the importance of what they do for a football team. But in order to sort of have a tangible reason why I'm avoiding that, I like to throw in versatility, because I think that it does matter when you talk about the name of the award, and I think what the spirit of the award is. So for me, that's why, as great as Tyreek Hill is, as great as the quarterbacks have been, you know, people in the chat are saying like CeeDee Lamb as well. CeeDee Lamb, incredible season two. What McCaffrey does with his versatility gives him the nod for me with this award.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair.